Chapter 1. I now revel in contemporary concepts so foreign to my dear parents' rather simple system of stout beliefs. This will be a good level set for you before venturing any further in my humble story. Many are commonplace today. For example, Daddy would often say, "Divorce? What in the H.E. double pitchforks is that all about? What part of 'till death do us part' don't folks understand? So they just give up on each other? On a sacred vow made in front of God and everybody? Cripe's sake, anyway?" In today's world, Daddy would no doubt be jumping an outhouse jig, though dancing was never allowed, which made the admonition all that much more profane. He'd express in no uncertain terms outrage that over 50% of today's marriages end in divorce. He'd say, "And marrying outside the church? Like to a Catholic? Holy gosh almighty!" I never divorced, but I did have the gall to marry a Catholic. Yeah, a Romeo and Juliet kind of thing. Both of my parents passed over 40 years ago as I write this. But if they were alive today, Mom and Daddy would think the end of days was upon us. What with so many children, that is, anyone under the age of 25, or adults that live in sin with premarital sex, and same-sex sex, much less same-sex marriage, he'd say, "Days of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord!" As a teenager, I can still see Daddy leaning forward, perched precipitously on the edge of his old rocker. He'd mercilessly pound the heels of his white-knuckled fists on the wooden armrests while watching something offensive on the old black-and-white television, as he witnessed some travesty, yet another assault on his rigid beliefs. And that happened a lot. That chair took a brutal beating over the years. But for all his bluster, Daddy was hard candy with a gooey center. Mom always sat next to him. She'd shake her head from side to side with a tiny smirk in her bejoweled cheeks as she struggled to manipulate her crochet needles. She often painfully labored on such projects, either for one of us kids, someone else in the family, or most likely for some charity. Speaking of charities, after Dad passed away and I was an adult, Mom complained to me that she'd been audited by the IRS yet again. They audited that crippled widow several years in a row. Uncle Sam was convinced she cheated on her taxes by claiming that over 50% of her meager income went to charities. I analyzed her finances, and she did indeed donate that much, mostly to TV preachers later indicted for fraud. It took two threatening phone calls to the IRS before they relented. My parents raised us five kids as Baptists, which I think is about as Protestant as you can get. Not only were we Baptists, but First Baptists, whatever that meant. And not only were we First Baptists, but we were First Baptists that subscribed to the rigorous dogma of the GARBC, or the General Association of Regular Baptist Churches. Regular? And oh boy, that was not to be confused with the American Baptist Association, or the General Association of Baptists. Further, we never, ever mentioned them Southern Baptists, or God forbid, Pentecostals. At least that's my childhood recollection, more than a half century down the road. That fervent fragmentation invariably generated heated discussions over what comprised acceptable dogma. Looking back, it felt to me and my younger brother like we were darn near Amish. Not that we knew what that was until a few decades downrange. As I reached early adulthood, I almost mustered the courage to ask, "Seriously, people?" But I dared not, out of respect and fear. At 16, though, I'd reached a tipping point. I lamented, looking back on my childhood, that had dripped with mortal fear of dying before the second coming of Christ. They forbade us kids going to movies, from playing cards, or hanging out with girls other than those from First B. Violation of these, or countless other dire dogma, were all damnation-worthy offenses. We dared not question our faith. And here I'd thought God bequeathed us free will to think for ourselves. But apparently that was only allowed if we were willing to think well-vetted, praiseworthy thoughts. But I'm jumping ahead. Let's start from a rather absurd beginning, but absurd in a way that might surprise you.